Who dat? Where you at? It's your boy Sam. It's time to represent. And it is time to get back into it, ladies and gentlemen. Rap-resenting. From London, UK, this is the Raptors Abroad podcast. And guess what, folks? The preseason has begun on the 2015-2016 NBA season. That's right. A lot has gone down over the summer. I had a good one. Y'all have a good summer? Mine was pretty solid. The Toronto Raptors summer, which is really what we're here to talk about, was pretty awesome, to be honest. I'm pretty pleased with the way it went down. However, this is just the preseason. I'm not going to break down the whole summer because we got a few more games to get into all the acquisitions and losses, people that have come and gone, and what our expectations are going forward. So let's just let it come as it comes. Certain players will step up in the games and we'll talk about them. So let's do it. Let's get into it. Game one of the Toronto Raptors 2015-2016 NBA season. It's the preseason, and we're in Van City, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Vancouver hosting this one, the Canada series, which makes me want to tell a little story. Yours truly, your boy Sam, my very first NBA game I ever went to was in Vancouver, checking out the Grizzlies and Big Country Reeves taking out the Los Angeles Lakers with Kobe Bryant and Shaq in the squad. That's right. It was a pretty magic day. And if you're a longtime listener to the Raptors Abroad podcast, and you've heard that story a couple of times, but I still like telling it. It was a fantastic day. Shout out to my boy C-Note calling in the house. My buddy took me to that game. He's a fine gentleman. All right, so let's get into this one. So pregame, a little bit of hype, even though it's preseason, but the LA Clippers also had a pretty interesting summer. Y'all probably heard about DeAndre Jordan verbally signing with the Dallas Mavericks, and then at the last second, literally the last second, deciding to stick with the LA Clippers. Doc Rivers and company made a trip over and just sat with DeAndre until they signed that deal, and he came back home, stuck with LA. And they picked up Mr. Lance Stephenson. Dude's had a rocky couple of years, but nobody disputes that the man can play. If he keeps his head together, dude is very exciting to watch, and he can turn it up on defense. Not to mention, you know, this is on top of Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Jamal Crawford, JJ Redick, and they also picked up P-Dub, Paul Pierce, who I'm not going to spend too much time talking about out of respect to my fellow Raptor fans, because, I mean, you can respect the truth all you like, but he's become a tough topic in Raptor land the last couple of years. So moving on. Last thing I want to talk about in pre-game hype. Something I noticed, the T-Raps with the new logo this year, which they unveiled last year, so we knew it was coming, and I love it. I mean, I complained about it a little bit at first just because of its similarity to the Brooklyn Nets logo, but it's a dope logo. I really like it. But speaking of dope logos, the LA Clippers, I believe this is the first year they're coming out with it, and a nice little piece of typography with the LA cased in the C for a little LAC. Looks really tight, in my opinion. And I'll tell you, one of the ways that I judge a good basketball logo or any logo is, would I want to get it tattooed? And I'm definitely considering getting this T-Raps one. So I kind of slept on getting the old one. I'm probably still going to get that one, but this new one's pretty tight too, so we'll see. I'm going to have to work them both into one design. I'm going to leave that up to the true artist. All right, so that's it for the pregame. Let's get into it. First quarter we go. And I'm going to say the T-Raps come up with a lovely five. I am liking this starting five. We got Tupat in there. Wasn't sure Tupat was going to be in the starting five. But Patrick Patterson showing up. DeMar DeRozan, of course. Jonas Valanciunas, of course. Kyle Lowry, of course. And the off-season pickup. So let's talk about him for a second. DeMarre Carroll. Coming off of the 60-plus win Atlanta Hawks. who for some reason were not able to keep that team together and basically blew it up. And Damari Carroll cashing in big time. He scored a $60 million deal from the T-Raps, I believe, over 5 years. That'll set up dude for life, so he's good to go. He's got a home in the T-Dot, and he's ready to play hard, so we'll see what he's got. I mean, last year, he set career records for himself in every single category. So he definitely stepped it up. However, a lot of that, I'm sure, came from playing with several All-Stars and getting a lot of open shots, some fantastic ball movement, and playing some good defense. But dude shot 40-plus percent from the field, and I believe 40-plus percent or close to it from three. So he's a welcome addition to this squad. Hopefully he'll bring a little bit of that winning intensity to it. And Kyle Lowry. We're going to talk plenty more about Kyle later. But if you're listening to this podcast, you know he came in a different dude. Kyle Lowry has shed about half of himself. He is ripped. He is, I don't know if I would say thin, but he's looking good. So hopefully that translates into some good play for Kyle, because you know he was a stocky dude, kind of like Baron Davis. And I thought he used his body quite effectively, so we'll see if that loss of that extra lower body power is going to translate into him getting tossed around, if he can still finish around the rim or not. We'll see. But he's looking fantastic. And speaking of also looking fantastic, Jonas Valanciunas, big man, playing in the summertime, a lot of Eurobasket, Lithuania getting all the way to the final, unfortunately losing to Spain, giving Pau Gasol a last hurrah with his squad, but JV was clearly the star of his squad. He put up some good numbers for them. And interesting news here. Been working in the offseason with Jack Sikma. That's right, Jack Sikma, the tall, blonde, silky, smooth-shooting big man from the 70s. Spent a long time with the Seattle Supersonics, Hall of Famer. An interesting choice for JV to get some work from Sikma, but I like it. JV could definitely use some help getting a little bit of touch further away from the basket. Earlier in his career, I felt like he had it, but last season, certainly felt like he took a step back on the jumper. No pun intended. So in this ball game, Jonas, early in the game, taking four short jumpers, about 10 to 12 feet. And I like it. All good looks. Still could use a bit more arc, but he made 2 of 4. So that's passable. However, something I was disappointed to see, Jonas also bobbling a couple of passes early. Showing a lack of poise, which I figured playing in the summer would make up for. And it's been a problem of his that I've chalked up to being young, but he's not that young anymore. I mean, he is, but he's been in the league a few years now, so time to get ready for those passes to come and hit your hands. And the struggles actually kind of spilled over from bobbling it to being indecisive, and JV having the ball from about the three-point line, and DeAndre Jordan just picks his pocket and then steps past him and goes all the way, takes off from about 12 feet out, and is able to sky all the way in for the throwdown. I'll tell you, that dude is another type of athlete altogether. We have not seen the likes of him for a long time. He is really like LeBron and Shaq combined. It's a shame for him that he does not have shooting touch. But I'm not feeling bad for DeAndre Jordan one bit. Dude is blessed. All right, so I'm going to jump right to the 220 mark. Not a lot exciting going on in that first quarter. Teams getting ready, as they do, first game of the preseason. Second one for the Clippers, actually. Bruno Caboclo showing some athleticism, blocking Lance Armstrong in the corner, shooting a three ball. Or sorry, not Lance Armstrong. Blocking Lance Stephenson in the right corner for a three ball. I cannot believe I said Lance Armstrong. Dude, that's pretty hilarious. I am not going to edit that out because that is quite funny. All right, and now speaking of defense, you're going to be hearing more about this boy. 150 mark T. Ross with a steal and then gives it up to the new acquisition, 35-year-old Louis Scola, who also had an impact in this ball game. He goes all the way, finishes on the fast break, moving really well at 35. And the Raptors, by the way, were on a little 13-2 run there. 118 mark, so just 32 seconds later, T. Ross again with the long arms. Not getting a steal, but he causes the coach's son, Austin Rivers, throw the ball out of bounds. And it's contagious, folks. 50 seconds later, Bismack Biyombo, another athletic big man, first game with the T-Raps. He swats Jay Smoove, Josh Smith, going to the basket. When I say swats, he absolutely spiked this one into the second row. And Bismack, getting fired up, he goes down on offense, backs down Chase Move, and hits a little turnaround J. So the new rap's all showing me something, getting me a little bit excited here. And your T-Raps, folks, go up 8 after 1, 24-16. So it's pretty solid. Team defense looking pretty tight. Everyone communicating. No one seemed out of place. However, the ball movement was not fantastic. A lot of people were thinking about what to do a little bit before moving the ball. And that's to be expected. You know, this is a new squad, a lot of new players together here. First game of the actual season. And even though it's just preseason, this is why we have preseason, to get it together. But I'll take it with an 8-point lead. All right, so second quarter we go. Going to jump ahead 3 minutes to the 9-minute mark. And Louis Scola, like I said, moving for a 35-year-old, another steal. And this time finishing on the fast break with a pretty nice two-handed throwdown. Scola getting up there. And you know what, folks? That's it for the second quarter. Nothing else happened. It got really boring, and the Clippers were able to shave 2 points off the lead, and the Raptors were up 40-34. So thoughts at halftime. Again, Raptors defense looking good, but ball movement extremely sticky, just thinking way too much before making a play. But like I said, totally normal with a new group and the start of the season. And interesting for the Clippers, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin giving them absolutely nothing. I think they were 2 of 13 combined. So the Raptors certainly catching a break there. All right, third quarter we go, 10:32 mark. Kyle Lowry with a beautiful drive, switching hands in the air, starting with the right, switching it to the left, back to the right, finish on the right side, plus the foul, and one. Puts the Raptors back up 8, 45-37. And he wasn't done. Just over a minute later, Lowry with another gorgeous driving layup. Didn't get the foul. It looked like he got hit. And the Raptors with a double-digit lead, 51-41, their largest of the game. 7:22 mark. Terrence Ross continuing to do what he does. And this is when I realized, and the announcers were talking about it, but Terrence made a decision this offseason. Now, last season, he didn't really take a step forward. I don't know if he necessarily took a big step back, but at best, he was treading water. And I believe that T. Ross has decided that he is going to be a defensive stopper and a steal machine. He was moving, but he wasn't too jumpy. He was showing poise, and he was just getting those arms out there. And it paid off again. 7:22 mark, gets another deflection, which doesn't credit him with a steal, but that goes right to DeMar DeRozan, who picks up the ball, goes all the way down, and then kicks it back out to Kyle Lowry, who caught fire midway through this third quarter, and he drains a deep triple on the possession, 57-47 Raptors. And T. Ross not just stealing, using those long arms and significant hops to block J.J. Redick from behind, taking a deep two. And the rest of the team getting fired up. They get in on the act. 6:41 mark. Tupat getting his first points of the season with a lovely catch and shoot three from the left wing. Raptors up 13-60-47. 6:09 mark then. Lowry, like I said, playing like a different guy. He's back in the ball game. You remember the end of the season, he kind of struggled going into the end there. And he is looking like he's got the jets. And following T. Ross's lead, he comes up with a steal, goes in for the fast break layup. 3:10 mark then. T. Ross, not just a defensive stopper. This dude came into the league because he could score. And he busts none other than Jamal Crawford, who you'll remember last year, these two guys, I mean, I got to stop and say it, T. Ross dropped 50 on the Clippers last year, and I believe Jamal Crawford dropped 34 or 37 in that same game. So him and T. Ross were really going at it, T. Ross getting the better of him. And boy, did he get the better of him this exchange. Little crossover on the right side, gets Crawford back on his feet, tries to recover, and then just falls back to his butt. And T. Ross with a pretty long step back, takes a dribble, gets back to the right wing, and drains a deep three ball. Puts the Raptors up 21-73-52. And the route was on, ladies and gentlemen. 1:34 mark. T. Ross with a steal, windmill dunk. Unfortunately, he double dribbled on the play, though. You can't get them all, T. Ross. We appreciate you trying. Jay Smoove, however, three ball late, trying to keep the Clippers in this one, and it's a 15-point lead going into the fourth quarter, 77-62 T-Raps. All right, fourth quarter, 10:20 mark. Corey Joseph, been waiting to talk about this one. Corey Joseph, former San Antonio Spur, picked up by the Raptors in the offseason. Obviously, most of you are going to know this. He's a Toronto native, and we've been dying to have him. So we're happy, and I've been waiting for Joseph to show us a little something. He'd been in the game a little bit, missed his first couple of shots, but at the 10-20 mark, he shows off the handle, going through a few Clippers before finishing with the reverse and one layup. Absolutely gorgeous concentration to get that one in. Unfortunately, he missed a free throw, but I'm gonna let you off, Corey. It's the first game of the season. I want you to start cleaning that up, though. All right, 5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Norman Powell. Y'all remember Norman Powell? I know you watch Summer League. Norman Powell lit it up for you, T-Raps. And I'm very happy that they signed this gentleman. And you know what? He made a nice adjustment, which I saw him do in Summer League. After missing a couple of open threes, he fakes a three, then steps in and takes about an 18-foot two. Nothing but net. Dude can play. I'll tell you, dude can play. I really enjoyed watching him in Summer League. Very excited that he is on this squad. All right, so the Raptors go on to win this ball game by 20 points. 93-73. Fantastic finish. I mean, I realize it's just preseason, but I like calling wins. So a win's a win here. So let's hit up the old box score. I'm going to start with the Clippers because it's going to be quick. Nothing terribly exciting. I mean, J.J. Redick led them. He got hot for about 5 minutes in this game. He was 5 of 9, 15 points. DeAndre Jordan had 10 rebounds, 8 points on 4 of 4. And that's about it. No one else really worth discussing. Actually, Jamal Crawford, didn't really notice this, but somehow a minus 22. And he was matched up with T-Ross, so that could have a lot to do with it, actually. All right, so on to the T-Raps box score, and obviously it's a pretty box score because they won by 20, so there's going to be some good numbers over there. The top performer, Kyle Lowry, 26 points, 7 of 10 shooting, and 11 of 12 from the free throw line. In fact, your Toronto Raptors, ladies and gentlemen, took 36 free throws, made 29 of them. That's 80%, which is passable. And your Los Angeles Clippers, for you LA fans, 14 of 20. So Raptors attempting 16 more, making 9 more. That's certainly going to help. But I'll tell you what, the Raptors overall from an assist number, not looking very good, just 11. In fact, they had more steals than assists, which brings me on to T-Ross. Terrence Ross, ladies and gentlemen, 4 steals in this ballgame. All right, and that's not counting about 3 or 4 deflections. So I'm going to give, and a block. So I'm going to give Terrence Ross credit for a good 10 LA Clipper turnovers. And that, folks, is going to be the difference in many ball games. So shout out to T-Ross. I'm almost anxious to give him the game ball over Mr. Lowry. Terrence also chipped in with 6 points. And you know what? He was a plus 19 to lead everyone else on the floor. Now, Luis Scola, who I didn't talk about much in the ballgame, but he finished at 6 of 10 for 13 points, also 8 rebounds. Attaboy, Luis. You know, they were kind of talking about how at 35 he's just going to be a mentor in the locker room, but I think Scola's got a little bit to prove there. He's got a little bit more to show. All right, DeMar DeRozan didn't get a lot of run in this ball. I mean, he did get a lot of run, but not for me in the podcast because he didn't do all that much. He looked all right. He was 3 of 9. He's looking fit, though. He's looking like DeMar, and I'm expecting DeMar to be DeMar and build on his skills from last season. The last thing I'm going to point out is some strangeness, I thought, considering the Raptors were up pretty significantly early on in this fourth quarter, is we did not get a lot of run for the new guys that aren't going to get a lot of run later on that I'd like to get a look at, such as Anthony Bennett. That's right, I wasn't going to talk about everybody. I'm going to wait till Bennett gets in the ballgame, but Anthony Bennett with a DNP CD. Coach's decision, so maybe he's not ready to go. I found that a little strange. Lucas Nogueira not able to get in there. Thought that was a little bit strange. And James Johnson. James Johnson, are you hurt, James? I mean, I'm happy that James is still with the squad, but why didn't James get any run? I thought that was a little bit strange as well. Also nice to see the Raptors' number one pick from this year, DeLon Wright, get out there. Unfortunately for him, he was 0 of 3, but the handle looks solid. He's a young dude. He's a little bit nervous. So all in all, a good ball game from your T-Raps. And your boy Sam is back to rap-resent. That's right, represent. I coined it. I'm taking it. I looked it up. None of y'all are saying it. That's mine. Represent. If I could rename this podcast, I probably would, but I don't think that my service provider allows that. So I'm going to go with Raptors Abroad representing. This is your boy, Sam. Thanks for checking it out. Big love from London, UK. Continue to represent.